Illumination. Defining my name. Ho ho. Illumination. Defining my name. How do I define my name? How do I look at my name? Do I look at my name and I say that my name has certain attitudes to it? Do I look in the dictionary and say my name is that name that is defined in the dictionary? Is that who I am? Is that what goes on in my world? Is that my definition of who and what I am? Whatever the dictionary says I am? Now, the dictionary says about the word Herbert, which is my first name, Herbert, pride of the army. Well, glory be. I have very little interest in war. I have very little interest in armies. I have very little interest in anything that is manipulation and control of other people. I have the desire to be in control of myself. Oh, this is the army of my inner self. This is the army. This is all the essences, all the attitudes, all the beingness of who I am within myself. I am defining my name, my child, myself, myself. Okay, they want to call it pride of the army. All right. What is my army out to do? My army is out to go out and see the world, go out and visit the world, go out and demonstrate in the world happiness, harmony, peace, love, joy, goodness, all the wonderful things. So, what a fine way to look at Herbert. Okay, Herbert. Herbert is a nice, substantial name. It's a name that my father had. It's a name that many other people have had. And many other people have done different things with their name. Now, if I say Herbert Byerly, and you say, well, do you mean Herbert Byerly, Herbert Frank Byerly, or Herbert Leonard Byerly? Which one do you mean? And if I look into the Wikipedia and I look into the dictionary of names across the world, I will find many Herbert Byerlys. And I'll find many Herbert Frank Byerlys and Herbert Leonard Byerlys. I'll find people who have exactly the same name as I. But what have they done with their name? What have they done with their name? How have they defined their name? Now, they may have defined their name as an artist. They may have defined their name as a playwright. They may have defined their name as a father. They may have defined their name as a husband. They may have defined their name as a person who is a free spirit, a person who is out enjoying life and finding peace wherever they go. And quite likely they do, because people are born with that name because that name has that intrinsic value about it of being themselves and having fun, of being out enjoying life, enjoying all the possibilities and all the marvelous experiences that life has to offer. Now, is this something that each one of us can do? Can we define our own name? Can we put a totally different reference on our name than the dictionary does? Or than some other person has? We have Ellen, and Ellen is a lovely name. Now, what are all the Ellens on earth doing? Is every Ellen exactly the same? Well, we have one here on the campus of the University of Healing, and that's Ellen Jeremini. And when she was born, she had many other names, and many names of different relatives and people who were important to her family and their life. And then she came to the United States of America, and she wanted to immigrate, and she wanted to become a citizen of the United States. And they said to her, now, do you want to keep all those names, or you want to just have one name, or what would you like? You have the choice right now, as a mature lady, to determine what is your name. And she looked at the person there at the immigration place, and she said, I think I'd like Ellen Jeremini, that to be my name, just Ellen alone. No other name. And they said, very good. So that is now her legal name. But can she so easily and so so flippantly take all of the first names that she has had all of her life in through maturity, raising children, being a married woman and having a lovely life? Can she take all those names and just plop, throw them out the window? You bet she can. You bet she can. Many women who get married, they take on their husband's last name. Some take on the husband's last name and their last name, and they hyphenate it, or they put them together. We're always changing our name, and we're always redefining who we are. Now, who are you? Have you ever defined who you are, defining your name? Have you ever given your name some thought like that, that you have the right to change it? If you had the choice of a name, what name would you choose? Of all the names in the universe, what name would you choose? And there are many. And there are many nationalities, and there are many names that have good history to it and an unhappy history to it. And all these names that you can choose from, what name would you choose? What name would you stand by? And would you establish that name the moment you took it? Or would you establish that name based upon what its history had been? Well, all of us establish our name on the moment we take it and on who we are. It has nothing to do with the past. It has nothing to do with the future. It has nothing to do with what other people do. It's only how we look at it. And as the little skunk said to Bambi, you can call me Flower if you wish. And Bambi was looking at the flowers and sniffing the flowers, and the little skunk stuck its nose up, and Bambi said, Flower? And the little skunk said, you can call me that if you like, whatever you want to call me, wonderful Bambi, you may call me. And you see, we may change our name like the little skunk. He changed his name to Flower. And ever after that, throughout the entire film and throughout the entire Bambi series, the little skunk has always been called Flower. And Bambi is called Bambi. And one day will Bambi be the king of the forest? Will he be the father of his deer and so forth? Well, yes, he will have changes. And how he handles these changes, how he handles the changes, is the telling point in his life and in his name. When he stands up for being who he is now, this moment, not the past, when he stands up for who he is now, as the little skunk stood up and said, you can call me Flower. The little skunk had been called a little skunk up to that moment, and he was perfectly happy with the name Little Skunk because that was who he was. But now he was something very beautiful in the eyes of this young deer in Bambi, and he became Flower. What is Ellen becoming? Is Ellen a free spirit? Is she a noble lady? Is she a person who is living her life as a divine being? Is she living in the now? Is she living in an ideal body that she is creating this moment? Is she living in an ideal attitude of mind she's creating this moment? Am I living in my ideal body right now? Am I living in my ideal creation right now? Am I living in a world that I delight in and I refresh in and I am happy in? Am I redefining my name every moment of my life? And every moment of my life, one moment I may be an artist, another moment I may be a track star, another moment I may be a pilot, another moment I may be a father, another moment I may be a free spirit out wandering or a beachcomber or whatever it may be. But whatever it may be, you can be sure I'm defining my name with happiness, with joy, with love and peace and all that's good, and I feel like the greatest being in the world because I am defining my name by my choice, and I define it right now, this moment. And this moment is forever.